goes right in the background. A gentleman called Joe Welch, a big hit from just last year called Life's Been Good. Well, the time has just gone 12 minutes after 11 o'clock and you're in tune to Independent Radio Galway. And right now we're going to hand you over to Auntie Mamie. And should we start off by saying, what have you for us today, Auntie Mamie?
Quite a lot of things, Chris. I'll begin by giving the usual exercises. And then I'll be talking about children. And lastly, I'll be talking about buying Irish. But my subject today may be a little bit curtailed, but if so, I'll come back to it again on Friday. Now, the exercises I'm going to give you are geared specially for expectant mothers. If you follow them out religiously, they will really make delivery completely painless. Now, I've got these from a book known as Natural Childbirth by Dr. Grantley Dick Reed. If you can lay hands on it, do buy it and follow them out yourselves. But if you can't get a copy, I'd imagine it's rather difficult, maybe out of print, you can follow them from my directions here. So now, without more ado, we'll start off. Now, hands by your side, get up on your toes, as high up as ever you can. And down. Now this time bring your hands up above your head, up on your toes, hands up above the head, join them above the head and draw in a deep breath. Right up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now slowly bring down your hands and come back down on your heels. Now once more, up on your toes, hands up above your head, joining them, and draw in a deep breath, real deep breath. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and down slowly, letting out the breath. Now, this time we're going to have a bit of a change. We'll do the same thing, get up on the toes, draw up your hands above your head, but you don't join them, and you draw in a deep breath, and we let out the breath as you bend down towards the ground. If you can get your hands down as far as your knees, good and well, eventually you'll get them down right down to the floor. So now we'll start off again. Now up on your toes, drawing your hands up behind you, up above your head, right up above your head so that they're straight up, drawing in a deep breath. Now we'll hold just for about three. 1, 2, 3. Now slowly come down towards the ground. Don't bend your knees. Keep the knees straight. Down slowly. Now, if you can only go as far as your knees, that's quite all right. If you can't even go as far as your knees, it doesn't matter. But eventually, you'll be able to come right down to the floor and leave your hands on the floor when your body has become flexible. Now, okay, up again. Now, right up. Up on the toes, hands up above the head, keeping the palms out, looking out. Right up, drawing in a deep breath. Now hold it for 1, 2, 3. Now very slowly let out the breath and bring your hands down, bend down towards the ground, as just as far as you can go without strain. Now relax. Now again, up on your toes. Right up, drawing in a deep breath, bringing the hands up above the head. Right up. Now, right up. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Now, very slowly come down. Bring the hands down. Bend down as far as you can go without strain. Eventually, you'll come right down to the ground. Now, even if you're expecting, this won't affect you in any way. It, in fact, will make you feel better, and this standing on the toes will give you good posture, help you to carry much easier and much better. Now, this is an exercise which you can do standing, and later on we'll do it sitting. Just lean your hand, your right hand, say, on a chair, if it's anywhere near you. Now, bring your right leg straight up in front of you, keeping the knee straight, right up so that it's at a right angle with your body. Right up. Now bring it down slowly again. Now, bring the left leg right up, keeping the knee straight until you're at a right angle with your body. Now down again, slowly. All these exercises should be done very slowly. Now, your right leg up again. Right up, up, keeping the knee straight. Right up, it should be on a right angle with your body. Down slowly. Now, your left leg up very slowly until it's at a right angle with your body, knee kept straight. Hold. Down very slowly. Now, next day we'll do that exercise lying down. Now, this stretches your muscles in all the right places. And you'll find you'll have very little difficulty later on if you practice them, but they should be practiced every day. Now, there's nothing very difficult about it. Eventually, you won't need to lean your hand on the chair at all. When your balance is good, you'll be able to do this without leaning on anything. And a good time to do it in the morning when you're putting on your clothes, if you're putting on a jumper or something on top, you can be doing this with your leg. You needn't bring it all the way up. Just a little bit, you know. You can also be getting up and down on your toes. As you're putting on your clothes, you can be going up and down, and you're up on the toes, standing for a little while, down again, doing it all slowly. This helps to give you good posture and brings all your organs into the right place. So I wonder, could we go on to another one? I think we'll leave it at that for today because our time is a little bit curtailed, but next day we'll do many more exercises, so we'll have a record now. Chris, please.
Okay, Auntie Mamie, I think we'll break and have some music. We'll have the track from Val Doonigan. There's a beautiful track called Gentle Mary. So let's hear it from Val Doonigan.
Gentle Mary, how tempted I am by your innocent sweet lips. They could kiss away the devil's frown. Gentle Mary, how I'd like to fall in love with you, but I'm not the kind to settle down. I'm not the kind to settle down. Gentle Mary, how tempted I am by the softness of your touch. It could calm a lion in his den. Gentle Mary, how I'd love to stay here with you, but the road is calling me again. The road is calling me again. I couldn't ask you to wait very long. I just don't know how long I'm gonna be gone. Can't take you with me, cause you'd never understand the life of a natural born wondering man. Ah, but gentle Mary, how tempted I am by the welcome in your smile. It tells my restless heart be still. Gentle Mary, how I'd love to stay a while, but if I don't go now, I never will. If I don't go now, I never will. Can't take you with me, cause you'd never understand the life of a natural born wondering man. Ah, but gentle Mary, how tempted I am by the welcome in your smile. It tells my restless heart be still. Gentle Mary, how I'd love to stay a while, but if I don't go now, I never will. If I don't go now, I never will. If I don't go now, I never will.
That, of course, a beautiful sound of Val Doonigan doing it right there, and a beautiful record called Gentle Mary. Well, once again, we go over to Auntie Mamie, and you said you'd be talking about children, so this being Children's Year, what, in your opinion, do you think we can do for children?
Now, the best thing I think we can do for our children is to teach them to be disciplined. It's far more important than buying them expensive toys, buying them expensive clothes or a lot of clothes, or buying them bicycles, or even putting money in the bank for them. A far greater investment is to teach children to be disciplined, to discipline themselves, to be able to be self-reliant. Now, you couldn't do worse for children than to feed them and give them drinks every hour and minute of the day. Now, in the good old days, children got a glass of lemonade at Christmas and on birthdays or some special occasion. Now, if you go into the poorest house, in the fridge there's a big bottle of concentrated soft drink, and it's automatically given to children with biscuits. Now, it's an awfully bad habit, and then they come to expect it. It's bad for their teeth. Now, can you imagine in middle age or old age the difference between having your own teeth and wearing a denture? I'm sure anyone will agree that even two or three of your own teeth are far better than the best set of dentures you can buy or the most expensive set. If you do want to treat children and you want to have something left by for them, have some apples. Good, the best apples you can buy. And apples this year are not all that dear. There was a very good harvest last year. I think I told you before, you can get a bag of 10 for 28 pence in many shops in the centre of the city, McDonald's, DC's, and a few places like that. You'll get a bag of 10, and they're quite good apples. But children should not be given sweets or biscuits or things like that, and they shouldn't develop a habit. You see, you can develop very bad habits. Again, children are brought into pubs, and every time the father or mother has a drink, the children get a lemonade. You couldn't do worse, or some kind of soft drink. Soft drinks are really not good for children. They should be taught to be disciplined, to have just their three meals and nothing else, and eventually they won't look for anything else. Now, there was a time when I lived out in the suburbs, not near any shop, and my children didn't know the taste of sweets or soft drinks or anything of that kind, because when I went to town, I brought home some apples, bananas, oranges, pears, things like that, and they got these every now and again. So I would urge you to stop that awful habit, that pernicious habit of having soft drinks in the fridge and giving them every time a child comes, the visitor gets them, and then the children in the house get them. Also, if children get colds, put them to bed and don't try to stop the cold. A cold or a rash or even diarrhea is the body's way of getting rid of waste. It's like what you do when you spring clean the house. When you spring clean the house, well, things are in disarray. Everything is upside down. Things aren't the same as usual. Well, it's the same with the body. The body is in disarray. The child or the adult too feels ill. You feel sick, but it's because the body is casting off the wastes. Even a rash, leave it alone unless it's something chronic. Diarrhea, unless it's something really serious, leave it alone. It's just the body getting rid of waste. Don't try to stop it. If you do, then the wastes pile up in the body and eventually they become tumors or hardened arteries or something else in later life. So don't be alarmed by just ordinary colds or rashes or diarrhea. Let them take their course. And as I said in the beginning, discipline is about the best insurance policy you could give your children, far better than expensive toys, expensive clothes, bicycles, money in the bank, any of those things. Discipline is number one for your children. They will thank you later on in life, and they will be rewarded with good health. So with that, I think we'll go on to our next record.
And once again now, thanks there to Auntie Mimi, a very interesting talk there on children. Well, we're going to play the sound of Dean Martin. This was a hit some time back from. It's called Everybody Loves Somebody Someday.
Somebody, somehow. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no doubt.
To Studio 2 and to Auntie Mamie. And at the start of the program, Auntie Mamie, you were talking about buying Irish. Well, what do you think we should buy Irish, Auntie Mamie?
Well, now, this is a big subject and would need a great deal more than a couple of minutes to do it, but even in the few minutes, there are a few important things that can be said. This week, if you look in the shop, you'll see signs, something like, that go something like this: buy Irish goods, we stock them. Now, to me, there seems something pathetic about that. Supposing you went to France and you saw on a shop window, buy French goods, we stock them. What would you say? What would you think about the French people or French goods? You'd say, good heavens, have they to be persuaded to buy their own goods? Do they sell everybody's goods but their own? Now, we talk so much about jobs and the creation of jobs. And after all, these are for our children. Now, as far as I know, but I speak subject to correction, a job created by the IDA costs something like £13,000. It used to be only £1,000 some years ago, but I understand at the moment it costs more, I don't know, now I can be corrected on this. But £13,000 is an awful lot of money, and remember, it comes out of your pocket and mine, it comes out of our taxation. Now, if we stuck together and bought Irish-made goods, we could create these jobs for nothing, no money at all, because the factories are there. For instance, shoes, they're made here in the West. Now, as far as I know, 12 shoe factories closed down in 1 year after we went into the EEC. Now, we have a shoe factory in Ballinasloe, there's another one in Westport. Now, both within 40 or 50 miles of us. Now, you can knock a long time out of a suit of clothes, but at least you have to buy shoes. No matter whether you're poor or rich, you must buy shoes every year. And I suppose the minimum any person would wear would be about 2 pairs of shoes in the year. And in this city of 30,000 people, that means anyone will wear, if we put them together, we wear about 60,000 pairs of shoes in the year. That's an enormous amount. And if we left that locally, look what it would mean for Ballinasloe, or Westport. It would mean a great influx in demand for their shoes. And their shoes are, as far as I can see, far better than what we import. We're making money from multinationals by using their cheap labour. They go out and they establish factories in India and Ceylon and Korea and places like that, and they get cheap labour, slave labour, and they bring their shoes in here. And I know that, of course, poor people have to buy them. There's that point about it too, which I see very clearly, especially if they have big families of children. But there are others, the people who pay big money for shoes, who could very easily spend them on Irish-made shoes and leave the money at home and create work for our people. The same with our china, our glass, all the other things that we make. And there are plenty of ancillary industries affected by the buying of, we'll say, Irish shoes, the leather industry and the animal industry in the country. All these are affected by it, and all these are helped by it. So if we, this, there's really a war on us. We're in the midst of an economic war. Now, when the physical war, the military war was on in Europe, when Britain was involved in it, well, the people stuck together. They came together and they fought together and they won. Now, we can do the same thing if we just think about what we are doing. Every shilling we put into our own economy helps. It breeds other more money. It stimulates other people to do things. The money is left at home. It's not spent on unnecessary goods. Now, no matter what price oil or anything else goes, if we have the goods to export to pay for it, it doesn't matter that much. But if we spend our money on goods that we do not need and that are already here, being made adequately here, then our balance of payments is going to go out of hand. Now, it's supposing we'll say you have a grocer shop, and your next door neighbor has a draper shop, and you have account, a contra account with each other. Now, the draper comes into you and he buys so much groceries every week, we'll say 20, 30 pounds worth of groceries. But you buy far more goods from, because you're always buying expensive clothes. So there's the balance of payments is all wrong between you. You're never able to pay really for what you buy. And all the time, he's getting a hold over you. Then one fine day he comes to you and he says, Well, now, I'm afraid the bill has gone so high, I'm afraid I'll have to sell you out. I'll have to take possession of your house. So that's really what's happening to us as a country. We are being possessed by foreigners. They are coming in and taking over because we have bought so many luxuries that we do not need, that the foreigner can come in and take us over, and we'll have no call to call the country our own. So if you want to think about your children and our children's children and how we can create jobs for them without landing out big money on taxation, imagine 13,000 for one job, and probably an awful lot more if we count the administrative cost. What we should do is buy our own goods. Now, new furniture is something on which there's an enormous amount of money spent importing new furniture from Britain and other places. We don't have to. The furniture made in this country is as good as anything made anywhere. And before we buy in future, let's stop and think what it means to our children and their friends and our friends and our children's children to come, because what we build up now is what our children and our children's children will inherit later on. So with that, I'll let you think about it for the time being. Goodbye, and I'll see you, please God, on Friday.
And once again, my thanks there to Auntie Mamie. And don't forget, Auntie Mamie will be back with you again on Friday morning from 11 to half past 11. Well, just before we take you on to our next record, I'd like to remind you that the Irish Cancer Society will hold its annual collection for the Conquer Cancer campaign in Galway City and Salthill on Sunday the 3rd of June. So please give generously to this worthy cause. Well, we're going to move on with a record that I took for my hit pick some weeks back. It's sitting right at number 10 right here in IRG at the moment. It's the singer from Gary Moore, and it's Parisian Walkways.
Golden sounds from the mid-60s with the Beatles, starting with Love Me Do, then You Got to Hide Your Love Away, and finally We Can Work It Out, as indeed we can, because coming up on the other turntable we have Ms. Elke Brooks with The Runway.
Cover up her tracks.
Sound of Ms. what would you call her, Elkie Brooks. Yes, that's the special name we call her here, Ms. Elkie Brooks. That was from the film The Runaway, which starred, if my memory serves me well, Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw, that gorgeous lady, Ally, not Muhammad, no. Whoever found the banjo in Salt Hill recently, would you please call Independent Radio Galway as soon as possible, because Eugene Flaherty, from whom it was stolen, he's wondering about it. You see, some good person who found it got onto us here, and you know what we did? Clots that we are, our extensive and elaborate filing system let us down for the first time. We lost the piece of paper, and I think it was somebody in Salt Hill, we're not quite sure, but whoever has this banjo belonged to Eugene Flaherty from Eyre Street, would you get onto us again? Thanks very much, sorry for the inconvenience. I'm sure you will be aptly rewarded, and amply rewarded as well, by the said Eugene. Perhaps a few tunes from his tuneful banjo. Came across a piece of information here which poses the rather moot question. How would you know Billy McCoy if he took a trip over to Holland, one wonders, while as he's across at Poles having his morning coffee now? I hope he's listening. Perhaps the answer will intrigue him. Anyway, on this piece of paper it says, of course, he'll be the only fellow that's wearing the wooden wellies. Sound of Nazareth.
Expect no mercy.
Indeed, I don't expect any mercy from the venerable Billy when he returns after his cup of coffee, which I'm sure the poor devil has already slurped over his gorgeous tweed jacket. You should see it sometime. Lovely, really is nice. Well, it's about 16 minutes past 11 at the moment. Something to announce to you. You folks out there, those of you who are still listening to me, on next Friday after the tea time show, we sit back because Kieran Black will be with us. He'll be presenting an evening extra, which will include soup du jour, a little bit of creme de menthe, and sorry, that's not what's written here at all. This will include the Anko Thermo King presentation for Tops of the Town at 7 p.m. And any dedications that you're interested in leaving in, would you leave them into the usual places? That's the usual ones, Music City, Star Records, and Paul's the Four Corners. Fair play to you. In the meantime, we dip the forelock in the direction of Horslips, as I try to do every day, because I've a great old regard for them, and they're part of our history in the last 5 or 10 years of Irish music. Sir Festus Burke from Horslips, extracted from their album Drive the Cold Winter Away, many, many years old now, but still quite a quality album with the time at 28 minutes past 11 on Independent Radio Galway. Yesterday evening played Jimmy Jimmy by the Undertones, got great response to it. We've been playing it on and off here. Really good band from Derry, doing us proud over there on Top of the Pops last Thursday. Wonder who'll be on tonight. Well, I suppose you can go and watch it if you don't want to listen to Billy McCoy. Personally, I prefer to do the two. A little bit of earphones for Billy and a little bit of visual stimulus from those glorious ladies who dance around on Top of the Pops. Excuse me, I'm going to get carried away in a second. However, it's Jimmy Jimmy. band there, the sound of the Undertones with Jimmy Jimmy. And it isn't Jimmy Jimmy who has rambled into the studio, it's Mr. Paul Jones to survey our new equipment, which, mind you, is not quite up to the standard of Concord yet, but very intimidating nevertheless. Bigroup, B-I-G-R-O-U-P, stereo mixer model, SM500, for the technically minded out there. Paul Jones rattling and shaking the old head there. Obviously, he's going to have a little trouble getting used to this old console in front of us. Nevertheless, I'm struggling myself, and why wouldn't I have sympathy with the man in his predicament? Let's listen to an Elvis Presley song from a friend of his from Cliff in the Shadows, from the Palladium last summer. It's a good one. It's called All Shook Up.
It's been really weird tonight.
One, two, three, and...
wrong with me. I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand upon my own two feet. Think of when you have such luck. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm just a little mixed up, but I'm feeling fine. I met a girl that I love best. My heart beats so scared me to death. Well, she touched my hand, what a chill I've got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. On my mind, I'm just a little mixed up, but I'm feeling fine. I met a girl that I love best. My heart beats scaring me to death. Will she touch my hand? What a chill I've got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Yes, indeed, there, Cliff and the Shadows, back for a farewell gig back in the London Palladium last summer, July, I think it was, and getting a well-deserved ovation there. We asked them to introduce the song for us, and very nicely they did. Coming up on the other turntable at the moment is the hit sound, as they say, in the better class of programmes such as Paul Jones's programme. Hit sound number 14, new in at number 14 on the IRG Top 20, and it's Parisian Walkways from who else but Gary Moore and Phil Lynott and Thin Lizzy.